You know, heartbreak can handicap us. Disappointment can frustrate us and have us in the mindset that we never want to love again. We don't want to take that chance and get hurt and be disappointed and have someone cheat on us, lie to us, use us, take advantage of us. Open ourselves up to someone that you feel so safe and comfortable with only to realize that you're being judged. But why do they get that power? Why do we allow ourselves to be stuck in that place? Well, I don't want to be friends with anyone else because I don't want to go through this again. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want to be vulnerable. Like, why do we allow ourselves to stay stuck in that pain? And yeah, there are some men that stay stuck, but overall, I'm speaking about women. Even from my personal experience, I hate reconnecting and building friendships with people after I've been disappointed and hurt. You know, a lot of times we're told that if you're a good person, you don't need to remind people that you're a good person, right? And I believe that. But when we're describing or explaining ourselves and our stance on what we believe and feel we are as a person, and if we feel and believe that we're a good person, normally we'll speak and say, well, I feel I'm a good person. So as a woman who take pride in loyalty and respect, who hates saying, committing to something and then having to turn around and say, well, I can't do this or I'm not going to be able to. I always feel like I'm letting a person back down or I'm disappointing them or I feel like I'm lying. There have been times where I have omitted the truth to protect myself because I didn't want to hurt. I didn't want to lose friendships. I didn't want to lose connections. And I learned the hard way that that's a big mistake. Because if a person really want to be friends with you, if a person really want to build some type of connection with you, yeah, they may be disappointed at what the situation is, but most time they'll try to build it with you. The worst thing you do is not tell the person and then they end up finding out and then they say, oh, you know, well, it hurts and it's this and it's that, but I'm not going anywhere unless you tell me you don't want anything to do with me, right? Our friendship is solid. But then they don't want to be friends with you anymore. They're going scouting, looking for friends, right? And so you're hurting, you're disappointed because you told me this and I believed you with this. That's not their fault that we believed in them the way that we did, right? And they don't owe us anything anymore. Once they renege on that connection, once they renege on that friendship, that relationship, or whatever the case may be, once they renege on that, they don't owe you anything. You don't owe them anything. So now it's time for you to accept it, process it, get through those different emotions that you're going to go through, and keep it moving. But oh, no, 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 ma'am. No, 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 sir. We're not going to stay handcuffed with that pain that we went through. And let me just say, heartbreak is a bitch. Heartbreak can just feel like there's no air in you. Losing friendships, like deep connection of friendships, it can make you feel like you've lost a family member that you were close to. Trust me, I know. Sometimes people hang on to you because they don't want to hurt you. Right? They feel sorry for you. Those are some of the experiences that I've had where I've built connections with people. I thought if nothing else, we were great friends and they really didn't even want to be my friend. And instead of them saying, this friendship no longer serves me, I'm not happy being your friend. Being friends with you keeps me from being fully happy. They played a game with me. And even if they didn't play a game with me, that's how they made me feel. And when I expressed that, that's how they made me feel. They didn't care. Right? Once I got to accept what I was to them and the way that they treated me, I had got to the point that I was past I was past it, right? Because I knew that I was a good person. I knew that I was good to them. I knew that I was fair. I was respectful. I knew that I looked out for them. I knew that I had their back when they were at their lowest, when they were broke as a joke and didn't have no money. Like, I knew that I had been there for these people and never judged them, never looked down on them, never criticized them. And for them to shit on me like I was nothing and not even feel remotely bad enough to say, you know what, I'm sorry. I was shitty to you. I made you feel a way, even if it was unintentional, my bad. I never got that from people. I've never gotten that from no friendship that have done me wrong or made me feel like I was wronged. I always got that it was my fault. I've been in situations where someone did something to me and then the situation was reversed and it was me that did something to them after I expressed my frustration of how I felt. I even got treated as if I was making them be my friend. Well, I called you. What more do you want? And I was like, we just had this conversation and what? And so once I got past, am I tripping? Am I clucking out? Like, what is going on? Once I got past what I was in the friendship compared to what I thought I was in the friendship, I was able to maneuver past that shit. Yes, I still was disappointed. My feelings were still hurt. I still felt rejected. I still felt like this person was treating me like I was begging them to be my friend. And that was a hard pill to swallow yet again, because I kept giving this person the opportunity to do right by me, you know? And that ain't on them. That's on me. And then when you meet people and people want to build connections and friendships with you, I'm like, look, we can be acquaintances. We can, you know, we can hang out sometime, this and that, whatever. But I'm not finna get to know nobody and I don't want to do that. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, part of my therapy is like, why are people that's trying to build a connection with you being punished for you being hurt? Whether that person hurt you on purpose or not, that's still not your responsibility, and it's not fair to yourself to stay there. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be at peace. You deserve to be around people that's going to appreciate you and going to respect you and care about you and love you and have your back. You deserve all those things. So don't ever think that you don't. And the crazy part about it is, it's not that I never felt that I didn't deserve it. I just always feel like if I believe that a person is genuinely really is a good person and they fuck up and they do fucked up shit, I just always feel like I gotta hang on to them. I gotta be friends with them. Like, I gotta keep cheering them on, because eventually they're gonna get it right. Eventually they're going to see that you're pushing a good person out your life. You're going to lose a special gem out your life, right? You're going to lose them. And I'm like, why do we keep giving people excuses to keep being a dick to us? Like, why do we keep feeding people like that ego to make them feel like what they do to people isn't wrong? Let me tell you something. There are a lot of deceitful, grimy, shady, snaky people out there. They will laugh in your face. They will have you sharing everything about them to them. They will have you believing that they have your best interest, that they got your back. If you ever need anything, I got you. And they will leave you to drown. They will leave you to drown. And then if they do anything to hurt you, it's your fault. And then on top of all of that, they're never going to say, I'm sorry. Now, if you call them or you go see them and you confront them with how they made you feel, they probably apologize. But is it even real? Like, was it really a genuine apology if I had to force it? Because where I'm at in my life now, I just feel like if you can't reach out to me and say, I'm sorry for being a shitty person to you, I'm sorry for hurting you, I'm sorry for whatever I did to make you feel uncomfortable in that moment. If you can't do that without me calling, emailing, texting, or showing up at your house, why apologize now? I love when a person do me dirty because what they got going on seems so exciting and so fun and it's amazing and it's great and it's all of that good stuff. You know what I mean? And then the reality hits that all they want to do is just have fun with you. All they want you to do is just pay for everything. All they want you to do is just show up at nighttime. They don't want to be seen with you in the daytime. Like I love it when people be like, girl, you like a party, you know, you like, let's go hang out and party together. You know, it's almost like dudes that swear that they are the most amazing people in the world and they're really not. And women only want to be seen with them at nighttime. And, or they only want their money, but they ain't told them that. So once you fuck over the good person or the good situation that you had, then they'll show their hands like, I just want your money. But you so far in it now because you done fucked over the other person, you got to stand in it. You got to stand in it. When you know you about to get fucked, you got to stand in it now. You can't change it. But my brother used to always tell me, don't ever deal with a person that go and buy pussy or would buy pussy from a woman. If a man would buy pussy from a woman, he'll trade you off for nothing. And I never understood that. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? And then when I was talking to my friend girl and we were having conversation and I'm like, wow, that is what he meant by it. Like, you can love a person that have those tendencies of, you know, paying for pussy, paying for time. And you can give that type of person all the love and respect in the world. But when they are done with you, they will dismiss you and discard you like you were nothing. Like you ain't shit. And the crazy part about it is because when me and my friend was talking about it, it's like sometimes we as women don't even see that that's what's happening to us because we get so caught up in they're a nice person. They really are nice to me and they really care about me. And the whole time, dude, they don't give a fuck about you. And now we were out here looking like fools. We were out here looking stupid. And now we're like, I don't want to start over. I don't want to get to know anybody else because I don't want to be hurt. Well, why is it their fault? Like, why are we passing up on decent, good people because of that? Yes, it hurt. Yes, we need to heal, forgive, and move on. We shouldn't stay there. We shouldn't allow ourselves to stay in that darkened place or that sunken place. Or that hurtful place, or that painful place, where however you see it in your heart and mind, we shouldn't allow ourselves to stay there. I know some people will break up with a person, and 3 days later, they're already fucking somebody else, right? And anybody that have ever done that to me, like if a man didn't want to be with me and he's fucking somebody else, you ain't never love me, homie. That's on God. You ain't never love me. And if you did, and you done this, you gotta show me. You got to show me. And I don't think you can show me. I don't think you can show me. And so, everybody deserves to be loved. But love starts within. We can't expect that from someone else. We can't look for someone else to give us that love that we're seeking. We got to give it to ourselves always. Know that we come first. Know that we are important. Value ourselves. Just know our worth. And always, always love you first before somebody else's bullshit. Don't ever give a person the power to take that happiness from you or allow that person or that situation to handcuff you from moving on with your life and being happy. A lot of times people want you stuck there. People want to know that you so hooked on them that you can't move on with your life. When the reality is, it ain't that you still hooked on them. It's the fact that you trusted somebody like you. They gave somebody like you the benefit of the doubt. They gave somebody like you a chance with them. They trusted you when they felt like they should have known better. So it ain't about them being so stuck on you and so obsessed with you. But a lot of manipulative, narcissistic, selfish people view things that way. A lot of times it ain't because a person just sound like, I'm so deeply in love with you. It's like, I just can't let go of you. A lot of times that has nothing to do with that person. It's the individual. Because everybody loves differently. And everybody see each other differently. Like, nobody sees each other the same. And so what my idea of love and loyalty and respect is may not be the same as other people. Right? I've met a person that told me they loved me in one breath and was trying to fuck somebody else in the next breath. So you do the math. You do the math. And me knowing that, that didn't make me hate them. Me knowing that didn't make me turn my back on them. Me knowing that didn't make me say, I think you're a horrible, no good piece of shit. Me knowing that didn't make me look at them any less. I just knew that I couldn't trust them with my heart the way I did before. I just knew that I would have to be very cautious with everything about me going forward with them. But I didn't look down on them. I didn't judge them and say, you ain't shit. I didn't do that. I mean, they may have done it, you know, but I didn't do that to them. Yeah, when I was frustrated, I expressed my frustration and they didn't want me having a conversation about them. But I even realized in that aspect of it, why did you feel like you deserved that type of power when you didn't even care that you hurted me? Why do you feel like if you have a conversation with me and these conversations are in the same context as, well, I don't want you to have conversations about me, and then you turn around and you disregard me and then turn around that I still have to oblige how you feel, but you don't give a fuck about how I feel. And then a person isn't tearing you to shreds. They aren't putting you down. They are venting their frustration about a situation. So why is it that you feel so offended that someone is talking through their emotions? Because someone's trying to understand what just happened. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? So if a person is trying to understand that, why are the other person mad? I asked my therapist that, and she gave me plenty of possibilities, right? But she also said it has to deal with the person that you're dealing with and the way you view them. And we all know what a person is capable of and how a person possibly feel, but she couldn't answer that question for me. So she had me write a letter to this person, and I read it to her, and then once I read it, I burnt it. And it actually gave me closure. It actually gave me the peace that I needed. Like, I wasn't seeking understanding. I wasn't seeking clarity. I didn't even need an apology. And even after all of that, I still love them. I still want them to be happy. I still want them to prosper on their jobs and have an amazing career. I still want their business to flourish. Like, I still want all those good things for them. Like, that's just the fact. Like, it took me a long time to get to a place to not hate a person or try to intentionally hate a person because they hurt me. Don't try to put down a person and criticize a person because they hurt me. Not to change who I am because a person hurt me. You know what I mean? Because it's easy to hurt a person when you hurt. And it's easy to allow that situation, the circumstances and people to change. That's why when a lot of people blame parents for, you know, the pain that they have, like, I understand the trauma that a parent may have projected onto their kids, but you have the power to change your life and be better than your parents. You have the opportunity to not be your parents. I hear so many people over social media trash their parents and talk about all the trauma that they went through and this and that, whatever. And I guess for me, I had a very traumatic childhood. And a lot of things that I went through played a part in how I raised the girls. And there were plenty of things that I failed at because of what I thought was best for them. Right? A lot of times if someone asks me if I would do it again, would I? And the answer is yes, I would. So I can't fully blame my parents for any mistakes that I've made, because the mistakes that I made was because of the love that I had for the girls. And they were first and foremost, they were more important in my life. Right? The things that I would change has to do with my patience. It would have to be with my understanding and me educating myself on certain things. It would be those things. It wouldn't be on putting the kids first. It wouldn't be taking care of them, showing up at their school, making sure they're good. It wouldn't be for those things. The things that I would do different would be that I would have more conversations sooner than later. Because I always wanted them to know that they could come to me and talk to me. But it doesn't matter what you think you are giving your kids. It's what they feel and what they think. And if they don't feel and think that they could come to you about whatever, they're going to lie to you. They're going to lie to you. And that's hurtful to realize that no matter what you try to do, sometimes you still fail, even when you don't think you're failing. And you don't realize you're failing until you find out that your children's lying to you. Or you find out that they were hurt by something you said that had nothing to do with them, or your experience of your pain or trauma that you went through that they heard of that had nothing to do with them. And so I, as a whole grown woman, I never knew what to do with that. I never knew how not to hold myself in shame because of someone else's view of what I went through. And then they decided to judge me or look down because they think that I should have made a different decision or I should have went in a different direction. So at the end of the day, we have to be true to ourselves. We have to love ourselves. We have to validate ourselves. And we have to know that come life, it's ups and downs, it's good and bad, it's great experiences, and sometimes it's none that's worth reliving. But we should learn from them. And when it comes to heartbreak, what we should always learn is, yeah, sometimes it happens. And sometimes I feel that we should spend time with ourselves and reconnect with ourselves and spend time and date and love on ourselves before we get into another situation. But don't deny yourself that connection with someone that may be worthy of you, that may be deserving of an opportunity. Never say never. And I must say, honey, having that kind of mindset kind of like opens some blessings up your way, honey. You get to meet some interesting people and some nice people, like very successful people and people that are patient and just understanding. I'm just saying, that's my time, you guys. Stay true to yourself. Do not let anyone's thoughts and opinion dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. When they go low, we go high, like the former first lady. Let your family and friends know that you love them now, because tomorrow ain't promised to any of us. And heartbreak is a bitch. But we don't have to stay there. And any man or any woman that have been through a situation where a person made you feel like they loved you unconditionally, and then they just changed, start judging, looking down, left you to deal with bills or debts, or left you to go be with something else or someone else because they got tired of you and used you to get rid of them, or just wanted to have more fun, or just whatever the case may be. Forgive. accept, forgive, process,